All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Article Show with Dead Penetration.
What's up?
All right, so let's go ahead and get started. We both saw Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's a lot I need to talk about, and you will be spoiled on Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. So, if you want me to skip the long talk we'll have here, just go ahead and fast forward till we get to the articles. If we do, I'm not sure, but we may have time. We'll see. We do want to talk about this movie because there's some serious red pills in it, and especially in WandaVision. Now, first and foremost, though, sponsor, SpinningRobotPussy.com. If you don't have a Spinning Robot Pussy today, what are you doing? You can go ahead and, yeah, get one. I know gas is high, but Spinning Robot Pussy, it's the same price as always. He hasn't raised the price yet.
And you're going electric. That's what Biden wanted anyway.
Yeah, so go ahead and get one. And don't forget about those follow me eyes, you know. If you want your doll's eyes to follow you, or you have a creepy painting and you want to make the eyes move, you can get one of those. They have multi-purpose.
Fond memories of Poltergeist. Get you some following eyes.
There you go. Yeah, they're good. So you can get a spinning robot pussy. You can get some follow me eyes. If you have a Poltergeist fetish, you can do both at the same time. Right. There you go. And some people may be addicted to that. They may want some following eyes that... I don't know. It's weird. Some people are weird. They're into that. If you are, more power to you, and you can buy it. Okay, now, let's get started. For those of you that don't know, Wanda is the Scarlet Witch, okay? That was revealed pretty early on. I mean, if you watched, like, the second to the one when they were basically riffing on Malcolm in the Middle. That was the one where she dressed up like the traditional Scarlet Witch with the original Marvel outfit as a Halloween thing. And I thought it was amazing. Like, I don't like the new look for Scarlet Witch. I know it's corny and cheesy, but I prefer what she was wearing in the Halloween costume because that's the original look from the comic books. Yeah. Yes, they made Vision look funny as hell, and Vision actually did wear his legitimate Captain America in the Avengers arcade game look, which made him look so goddamn funny. But at the same time, it worked for Scarlet Witch. I was like, yes, because that's how she's supposed to look. Well, now, I understand they updated the look a little bit, but I prefer the original classic Marvel look. Just like I prefer Wolverine in the yellow suit.
I don't know. They're updating.
Plus, if you're doing tactical,
the last thing you want is a big yellow suit.
Well, it didn't mess him up in the X-Men cartoon. That's for sure.
The cartoon, sir. Bugs Bunny doesn't really smash handles over people's heads.
Not that we know of.
Yeah.
But,
maybe not in this universe, but right. The multiverse.
Maybe in the multiverse there is. I mean, there was a multiverse where they were cartoons, where they were animated. Yeah. So that was
there's a multiverse where Bugs Bunny watches us.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. That's something to think about. But anyway, what we were basically talking about is the fact is Wanda Maximoff. Okay, so yeah, we understand Vision was killed. It really ruined her. By the way, none of this bullshit is in her goddamn book. I've got the big old Scarlet Witch book in there. It's either in this, on that, the stuff that I've read, or it's over here. But I read the Scarlet Witch book. I read all her stories and everything, her big stories.
I'll have to find
that. Nothing at all like what you saw in WandaVision, nothing like you saw it in Infinity War, Endgame. Yeah. Nothing like that. All that shit was made up by Kevin Feige and the writers. Which is fine. Because it gave It gave us some unexpected red pills. Basically, for those of you, who haven't watched WandaVision, don't care. You haven't watched the Doctor Strange or anything like that. Okay, just know that Wanda is the biggest fucking femcell in the Marvel Universe. And I will explain why. First of all, we have to define the femcell. What is a femcell? Femcell is a woman who cannot get a relationship and cannot have a family. She can get sex from other men, she can get attention from other men, but she cannot get a family. And sometimes these women go to lengths, not unlike doll guys, you know, sometimes, you know, not... And of course, I'm not saying that doll guys, oh, you can't get one. I'm saying that this is a person that legitimately can't get the thing they want, so they often create a delusion of it in order to have that, at least in their mind, and make them feel at peace. Basically, what Wanda was doing was, and she created her husband, brought him back to life, and she made kids. Like, she literally made children.
Well, she's physically fabricated
everything. She literally turned her imagination to reality. She kidnapped a whole bunch of people from a town and made them live out parts in sitcoms, which she loved growing up as a kid. So, she loves it as an adult, too, because they also show her and Vision watching Malcolm in the Middle.
It really was a good series.
But again, what they're trying to show is that, you know, you have to move on, and sometimes you can't have those things, and you need to move on from them. And that was the hard lesson that she had to learn in Doctor Strange, because she's like, I still want the power. I want to take America's power so that I can basically sacrifice her Bible Black style and fucking use her power to make my dreams come true. That's pretty much what they were doing in Bible Black, when they're supposed to sacrifice Amaria, put Katami in Amari's body so that she can avoid the devil's pact. You know, the devil comes back and kills her. Yeah. But she can have the power. She could continue to have the power to make her dreams come true, to get all the wealth and power and everything else in the world through that pact that she had. She just do another 10 years. Yeah. And then she'll go into somebody else's body in another 10 years, somebody else's body. But basically what I'm saying here is Wanda was kind of doing similar. She was just like, I need this power so that I can live out my dreams, my fantasies, and just be in my own little happy fantasy world. She actually told Doctor Strange, she said, I will bring you to a world where you can see Catherine again. And he said, we've got all the might of, Angra Wat?
Angra Wat. Could be with her anyway. Because
I'm not sure exactly what the name of the magical temple that they have, but they said, we have all the might against you. Of course, that didn't... I mean, she was extremely powerful in the film. Like, I know that the Scarlet Witch was originally an enemy, and they really did make her... they really did use all that. I mean, Sam Raimi did an excellent job. There was stuff in there that was horror shots, and I'm really glad that they did it.
Definitely,
like that.
Definitely, if you like Sam Raimi, it was a lot of...
It was no Spider-Man 3. Yeah, Evil Dead. Bruce Campbell was in it.
Bruce Campbell was in it, yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to, actually we will. We will talk about that. Bruce Campbell's in it. But what we really want to talk about is the fact that in order to actually defeat her, they brought her into, basically a world where her kids, she America said, I'll bring you where you want to go. She basically brought her into her little world in another multiverse. Because apparently America's power, which she never had, according to Marvel Comics, was to go through multiverses. Like, that was her power. Like, I don't remember that being part of her power, but that's what they did. Kevin Feige's just making up his own rules, which could backfire. But right now it hasn't. And she was useful basically to tell Doctor Strange about the multiverse, how all the multiverses work, and just all this other shit. But basically, yeah, they brought her into her world, the world that she wanted, but Wanda was still there. And basically, the kids are like, oh, it's a witch, get it away! And she's like, I'd never hurt you, and of course, she realizes that the kids don't, you know, they don't want the Scarlet Witch. They want their mother. They don't, you know, they realize that... She realizes that all her power and everything that she's doing, you know, she's going to basically deprive other versions of herself from having the children. And basically...
lessen their childhood.
Well, not only that, it was said by a Chinese guy, I can't remember his name, but anyway, the Chinese guy basically said, there's a world where another one of you is happy. Isn't that enough? And she says, no, that's not enough. So, I mean, again, she's seeking power, which is all part of the whole occult, blah, blah, blah. And this is, now, I have to go into whole occult conversation here, because there is a lot of occult that goes into Doctor Strange. It's there. You know, a lot of the candles, you're like, why are there so many candles? Well, a lot of rituals happen with candles. Don't forget about John Notvight. He was doing a ritual before he died. He killed himself, of course. He shot himself in a ritual circle. But he was doing a red ritual, which is actually in the... I can't remember. It was a much older book of chaos magic. I think it was Psychonaut, but I'm not exactly sure if that was the name of it. But basically, it was considered to be... There was a warning on that one. But it was basically, you kill yourself and you put your body in the... you put your soul in the body of an unborn baby. So that you can be born again in the child's body. And that was exactly what he was trying to attempt. It makes sense because he was a very skilled OTL practitioner. He was one of the... He took it very seriously. Remember, that last record, Reign Chaos, was pretty much OTO chants and rituals. That was the whole fucking thing. And members of the OTO actually wrote that fucking record. So that wasn't more of a magical... That's more of an occult experience. It's not well-liked by fans of the band, but it is one of the most legitimate occult records we have as far as the OTO is concerned, because they actually had a role in it. Of course, the Ordo Templi Orientis is what we're talking about here. However, also, if you'll notice, there are a lot of symbols and things around the little... around the floors and the walls... those are very, I mean, now one can say that they may be legitimate, like somebody may have known what they were doing, but it also could have been somebody cut and pasting. However, these look very sigil in nature, especially when you have the sigils on the door, the one with the Scarlet Witch behind it. There's a couple of sigils, and they look like something out of the Thurgia Goetia. And of course, if we're talking about the Goetia, we're talking about the greater and the lesser. The greater is the angels, the lesser is the demons. So basically, yeah, that's all in all that stuff's entwined. Now, I don't know if that stuff's entwined because of Hollywood trying to do a ritual through the door. Like, I'm sure there's conspiracy websites that might claim that some of the stuff that they do in these movies, like, they have inner workings, like maybe somebody has their own sigils that they're putting on doors or things like that. And by having that shit show into... Because remember how sigils work. In chaos magic, sigils work by how many people can view it at one time. So if we have a sigil or a number of sigils on a door, and they're going by thousands, millions and billions and billions of people that are going to see the movie, then obviously that sigil is going to be viewed by the eyes of millions and millions and billions of people. Especially, and multiple times, if they do rewatchings of the movies, if they buy the movie, as many times as that sigil is being shown, it's constantly going to be given power. Now, we don't know what kind of power that is. That could simply be some little thing to where they're saying, hey, we want to keep the Marvel Universe going or anything like that. And by using this occult a technique, we'll have it so people can constantly be focusing on the Marvel Universe, and it'll grow and grow and grow. And that's might be what they're doing with that. Because, you know, a lot of those placements of the sigils, they don't look like they're play placements. They don't look like fun stuff just out there in the, you know, in the open. Oh, we just know. You don't just play. You don't just draw a sigil for the fuck of it. If you're drawing a sigil, there's usually a purpose to it. So it might not even be something that Feige cares about. Like, it might not be something that Raimi cares about. It might just be something that other people that work on the designs, you know, maybe some people are like, hey, maybe they hired occultists. There's a good possibility. There are occultists out there in the world, I mean, that work in entertainment and stuff, that are like, hey, I will draw you some sense. So basically said, we need magical shit. We need... I mean, you know how Disney is, how these places are. Oh, this is Doctor Strange. We need magical shit. We need you to draw a bunch of magical shit. Make it look believable. Well, can it be real? And Disney's like, you know, because they don't believe in that shit, most likely. Well, I don't know. Some people said they might. Especially if we look at old Disney and you look at the occult films of old Disney. People might say absolutely they believed in that stuff. So, I mean, it's really hard to tell. But, I mean, Disney could even be doing it intentionally, like I said. But again, you gotta look at all those sigils, you gotta look at all those symbols and things like that. A lot of that stuff is there for, you know, some sort of purpose. And, we gotta judge it like that. So, again, the rituals. One of the most realistic rituals I saw in the entire film. This one actually is something that people legitimately do. That whole dreamwalking thing. That happens. I've known people that have done that. That's basically where you go through, walk through somebody else's dream. Yes, it has happened. I have known people that have physically done it. I've known people that can physically confirm it was done. I know a woman, actually, that walked into her husband's dreams all the time. And he could verify that she was there, and they would talk about what they did in the dream, and she would verify, and yeah, they've done it. She has had to save him from shit before. So, it's interesting. And this woman is religious, but she's shamanic. Like, she's Native American. She's one of those women that when you look at her, you can see the Indian. Like, you could see the Native American. Yeah. So, she says, this is just part of my tribe and my culture and my heritage. This is something that we've been taught for years and years and years. She's very religious. And she doesn't believe that dreamwalking is evil, anything like that. She says, this is something that God gave us. This is something that, this is something that we do.
Well, you think David's had dreams in the Bible.
Right, absolutely. And King Solomon.
Yeah.
King Solomon. The whole Book of Solomon, where he communed angels and demons and all that stuff, was in the Bible. He had a ring with the names of God that he used to command angels and demons. Like, that's in the Bible. That's all, like... The devil didn't give him that. That was God. I mean, did he do some horrible shit? Yeah, but that's because of his own human action. That's not because of like some. There was no tempting serpent in that area. There was he just had the power of God basically, and he let it get a hold. You know how people get? They get corrupted. That's maybe something that's going on right now with our elite. Maybe there's people that are getting kind of corrupted by the power of God or whatever else, something like that. I don't know. But what I am saying here, what I'm trying to say, is that, a lot of this stuff is pretty legit. And anything where you're either walking through dreams or you're... There's two other things. There's one where she put a copy of herself, like a servitor, like a copy, an egregore, whatever you want to call it. Basically, a copy while she is meditating around the candles. She's meditating, but there's another version of her that's going out there. That's like an astral projection form, basically. Can go through different planes. You know, obviously the metaphysical planes, the multiverse planes, stuff like that. So, yeah, she can put one version of herself here and one version like that. She has that ability. She's the Scarlet Witch. So she's more powerful than Doctor Strange. I mean, it's already been canon that she was more powerful than Doctor Strange. This isn't, she's woke. No, it's in the fucking comics. And it's been there since the 19... Whatever. I mean, it's there, folks. I'm sorry. This isn't... We inject her and make her... She's not a Rey. I mean, she's no Rey. Matter of fact, she's nothing like Rey. She fucks up a lot. Like, she really did some crazy shit. And she's just like a regular damn woman. She's like, I can't get my way, so I'm gonna fucking take advantage of somebody else and fuck them over just so I can get my way. And how many times have you guys been fall prey to that? You're like, I don't care who I hurt as long as I get what I want. There's a lot of women like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of both sexes.
But it's more common in women. Much more common in women. Because they know how to manipulate.
Well, that and their idea of marriage is
it's a lot different. Yeah,
I mean,
they want to
before
manipulate.
It was need a man to take care of.
Well, yeah, it was. Well, I mean,
now
it was manipulating.
Like, I don't need a man.
I don't need
I've
a man.
Got
I
my
got,
money.
Yeah, they got my
but
money.
But I want his money for spending and mine for
well,
saving.
Well, some no, it's not even that. It's like they're saying I don't know, and that's not even about money. A lot of we're talking about women that are high position. We're talking about women that just want a guy, good looking guy, for sex.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're looking for guys for sex nowadays.
Not even looking for a relationship.
No, they don't want a relationship at all. They're like, I've got the money and shit. What do I need him for? I mean, they're literally saying that. That's why they say, I want the D, I want the D. They don't want they don't need the money. There's women out there driving fucking brand new sports cars and all this other shit. They don't need a man for, stuff like that. All they want, the only reason they would need a man that has value and stature is so they could show him off to the girls. That's it. They're like, oh, or the world, look at me and my beautiful, my rich husband, my wealthy husband, my good-looking husband. That's pretty much it. And the relationships like that don't fucking last that long anyway because they're based on artificial bullshit instead of actual... Yeah, so that's...
Nothing meaningful and nothing that you're going to actually have to live with every day.
Mm-hmm. So I don't really know what's going... Like I said, it's a bad situation there.
Oh, yeah.
But... Yeah, anyway, that's pretty much what's going on with, that's WandaVision in a nutshell. And, that's Doctor Strange in a nutshell. Now, there was a lot of cool shit that happened, basically. I mean, they did introduce several characters from the What If. So, if you haven't seen What If, definitely watch What If. I'm not going to actually spoil the characters, but, they are, because that's one of the things you will want to watch the movie for. I'm sure you can go online and find out who they are, but they don't play a role in what I'm saying as far as red pills. But, like I said, one of the things I want to really stress is Wanda, like so many of these other women, she lost her husband for one reason or another. And, I mean, this can be equated to the man that left. This can be equated to the man that left. And what do they have left? Their children. They settle for their children. They can't get the man. You can't get the man that left back. He is gone. The father is gone. He went out for a pack of cigarettes. He is out. He's dead. Yes, he's dead.
Well, he's dead. He's dead. He didn't leave.
Well, no, no. I'm using it as a metaphor. He's gone. As in the man who goes with the woman and knocks her up and has the kids... and leaves. He's never going to be... He never wanted to be a father. He never wanted to be a father. He's not going to be there for the kids. He's not going to be a loving husband. He saw you as a smash and dash, and he is gone. So because they don't have that anymore, because that guy no longer exists, they settle for the children. Because the children is all they have left. So that's why she kept talking about her children. She doesn't have the man. No, they settle for the children.
Because a lot of times in because some women will actually about the children than
eat
it is
their but women have been known to eat their damn children when it came to collapse situations. In Russia, women actually did eat their damn kids because it was collapse situation. They didn't have any food. They didn't care. Everything went out the door when there was no more food, when there was nothing else. They started eating their own kids. It was an absolutely horrible thing, and you can look it up. But yes, what I'm saying is there are a lot of women that settle for them. Now, she doesn't have anything else. She doesn't have Vision. And you notice she doesn't even think about Vision that much.
He doesn't even get brought up.
He barely gets brought up. And because she's like, I want my boys, I want my boys, I want my boys. Only reason she wants her boys is why? Because they're the only thing that fucking reminds her of Vision.
Well, that and that's every other universe has them, is what...
Well, no, not only... Not that. She's saying the only reason she wants them is because they remind her... We're focusing on 616. The only reason why she wants them is because they remind her of Vision. Vision is gone, so she looks in the boy's eyes, and she sees her husband. She notices that kind of thing. There's actually a meme that has gone around about single mothers and how they dress their kids like the men who left them. And I've actually seen that. I mean, it's happened. They said a lot of these single mothers are dressing their kids like the men who left them. And that's true. There are absolutely, they try to live out there. Well, this is what he would have, this is what he would have wanted you to look like. No, that's what you wanted because it looks like the man that left you, that wasn't interested. So you got these kids dressed up looking like, I mean, I'm just like, wow, I can't believe it, right? So that's the thing. She is the femme cell that wants the damn relationship she can't have anymore because Vision's gone. He's the man went out for the pack of cigarettes, never came back. And then you have the kids. The kids are all that's left. And, of course, eventually there might come a time where it's like, well, I just want a man that will, you know, receive, be like, a lot of times they want that man back. Like, they want the one that left to come back. And they realize that they can't do it. So she's just like, I just want a place with me and my kids. That's it. I just want me and my kids. I just want to be a mother. That's all I want. And I don't want anything else because I know I can't get my man back. I just want the kids. It's like a friend of mine said. He said, so Wanda wants to be a single mother so bad. And I laughed my ass off. Yeah, I laughed my fucking ass off. Because, yeah, that's what she wants. She wants to be a single mom so bad. Like, she wants to, all I want is the kids. And sometimes you get that with the fem cells. They don't want the man. They think of man as, like, just vehicles for their kids. Oh, I just want kids. I just want kids. Because so-and-so has kids. And, look, it hurts these girls fucking hard when they have kids. And I'm not saying all of them, because obviously, you know, we've talked to women that can't have kids. You know, Maya, of course, she can't have kids. So we're not talking about a situation like that. I don't know how she feels about that personally. I think she says she doesn't really want kids. But I'm saying as far as other women that do absolutely want children and can't find a man to get them or something like that. Or they don't find, because they want to find that husband. And they're not going to find that husband.
Well, especially if they have a warped sense of what they're...
Yeah, and if they've been in the carousel. They go on the carousel until they get to about her age, and they're like, oh, I just want to, you know. And
it's
sometimes
like
they've even got the kid.
The turkey gutted said, oh, I'm 30 and ready to settle down.
And see, sometimes they're like, you know, oh, I've already got the kids. I just need the man. They want to replace the man that went and got left and got the pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
So, and when you look at her, she's like, I'm doing all this for my kids. This is all for my kids, my kids, my kids. And a lot of guys with single mothers have fucking heard this before. And of course, Dr. Strange says, but Wanda, your kids aren't real. And it's like, yeah, but you created them with magic. He's like, well, isn't that what every mother does? And I'm like, oh my God, that was that dude. That's right out of the fem cell playbook. That's out of the, yeah, because fem cells are women that can't be traditional, can't be trad wives. That's all they are. Fem cells want to be trad wives so bad. Incels want to be trad, want to be traditional husbands. That's what they want. They want to be trad husbands, but they can't.
No.
So basically, that's what the issue is here. I mean, we're seeing a fem cell play out in real life just with all her power. And what is she has all the power to do anything. She has the power to take over and rule the universe, basically, is what they said on that big door. And she says, but I don't want that power. All I want to do is be with my kids and my own dementia. I'm like, yeah, that's the thing. You know, that's what the fem cells want. They wish they had that kind of power, that they could just make all their dreams a reality and fabricate everything. Well, this will be my husband. These will be my kids. I get to be the happy mom now. That's what they want.
That used to happen a lot, too, with those nurses that steal the babies and raise them themselves. Huh?
Okay. And you even got the reborn babies that TFM's talked about, where it's similar to the doll thing, except the fact that they actually, like, again, that's their baby. It's like, oh, that's my baby. Be careful with my baby. But it's not a baby. It's a plastic baby. But it's anatomically correct baby.
But
and
then again, you're coming at it with the same idea as people do about dolls.
No, I'm not. And I'll tell you why. Because the difference between the doll people and the baby people is the baby people don't view them like the doll people do. Doll people, we do, you know, have some personalities. But we know the dolls aren't fucking real. Like, we know that.
Yeah.
The baby people are a little different, especially because they're women and they have that nurturing sense. They're like, well, I can't have a baby, so this is the best thing I got. And they get really, really, I bet it's a bigger thing in the fem cell community than willing to talk about. And it's still something that fem cells aren't really willing to discuss. Like, it's something that they're just not gonna, like, if they have them, it's probably looked down upon right now until it becomes a popular thing. If some celebrity or some other person like that decides that they want to, you know, get into it, then that's another story. But it hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. And until it happens, You know, it's going to be niche for them. It's not going to be... Like, again, that's their equivalent to a doll. Of course, we know our shit's not real. And even, like, J-Doll's like, yeah, I know it's a doll. But they're like... I mean, now, maybe it's similar, but I haven't seen that. Again, I have not talked to any women that have a reborn baby. I know they're bought. I know they're bought on eBay all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't know anyone with one. And I don't know anyone on Instagram with one. I haven't seen one do a, you know, like a picture with her holding the baby. I haven't seen that. So I can't say for sure if any of that's going down. But it's kind of interesting. It's interesting regardless. Let me get some water.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get me another one. That was good.
Well, that's the last cold one. But what I'm saying is, I've pretty much made the point about, you know, her being the fem cell. However, there is one other thing I do want to mention, because people will say, well, what about America? Okay. America Chavez, we talked about her powers being different, but there is one thing that you blatantly notice, and they are trying to blow it out of proportion. It is not... She's not trans. If she's trans, then she is the very fucking good at it. Because I was fooled. I mean, you were fooled. If she was a guy, we were both fooled.
Well, it was played by a woman.
Yeah, it was played by a woman. So the character can't be trans. Because it had to be a trans person to play the trans character. Or it'd have to be a man that plays a woman. I mean, it'd have to be. But that's not what we got. And she definitely didn't look like a man.
No.
So, basically, but she did have... You look to her right, and there's a big pride flag. Pin. Right on her, on her little jacket. Is it referenced? No. It's not. It's shown... But it's not brought up. Her sexuality is not brought up. She is looked at as the kid. And I don't think she was bad. Like, I know there were some people saying, oh, she was not that great. No, she did what she was supposed to do. She was basically Kitty Pryde. She was basically the young one that didn't know, like, they have to teach her how to use her power and her magic and stuff. And that's fine. She's like an apprentice. I don't have any issue with that whatsoever. So that's the way that's supposed to go. I wasn't upset. Like, I didn't call woke. I was like, oh, well, she's just a regular normal girl in the new generation. Doesn't understand her power. Doesn't know really what's going on. You know, accidentally caused her parents to vanish in a portal. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Still hadn't found them yet, but maybe that's part of her arc story, whatever they do with her. But, yeah, it's cool. I like the movie. I gave it about an 8. He gave it a little bit lower. But I think you have to really watch the What If and all that kind of stuff to really get into it. Because the What If was very, very important. Everything in What If was actually... Everything in What If, with the exception of anything Black Panther, was mentioned in that movie. And if you've seen What If, you know how much Black Panther is in that What If. There's a lot of Black Panther and T'Challa and Michael B. Jordan. None of that is in Doctor Strange. Will it be in Wakanda Forever? Absolutely. They're going to rehash every fucking line that they did in What If. Especially with Season 2. Because I think Season 2 is going to try to factor right into Wakanda Forever. Because they're actually supposed to add on to some storylines. Which I'm not cool about. Because I wanted What If to be a bunch of different stories. I didn't want it to be, hey, let's take What If stories and add on to them, you know, and just make it like, oh, here's another episode of Captain Carter. Here's another episode of, no, do other things. That's what make What If great as a comic book series. You know, what if Apocalypse won? You know, shit like that. We used to like that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
What if Magneto and Charles Xavier had formed the X-Men together?
That's like that all the time.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Even DC, Batman versus Predator.
Yeah, see, that's good stuff. Well, DC called it Elseworlds. But, like, the nail. if anybody remembers the nail. The nail is really interesting. I'll explain the nail real quick, because the nail is one of the most interesting comic ideas I've ever read in my life. If you haven't read it, you will want to read it. Basically, here's what happened with the nail. It is such a small inconvenience, but it changes the whole goddamn world. Basically, what happens is Superman's spaceship arrives on the Kent farm, right? But on the way to driving to go pick up the spaceship, to go look at the spaceship and get Clark Kent, the Clarks hit a nail on the road. And the nail goes into the tire. And the nail causes the car to, the tires to flat. So they miss a whole segment of time where they would have gotten Superman and they would have raised Clark Kent. So Clark Kent is not raised as Superman. He's raised as a completely different character, and it changes everything. There is a world, an entire world, where Superman never becomes Superman, all because of a fucking nail in the road. That is good writing. And they actually did a sequel to The Nail. But, I mean, it's, you know, they did two nails. I wish they would adapt The Nail. The Nail is really good. There's so many of these good good comics they need to animate. They just haven't done it. They're just wasting money. They would have, you know. DC's like, oh, we're not doing so well. Animate everything you have. You'll print money, I guarantee it. So, I don't know. They need to do Emperor Joker, too. Emperor Joker is amazing. That is probably one of the best comics I've ever read. By far. If they did that storyline, it would blow people's minds. That's... long story short, it's the Joker becoming God. Yes. I don't know if you've read it. If you haven't, I'll make sure to get that to you. It's only six issues.
Yeah.
But you will remember it. Yes, it is amazing. You're not going to understand it at first, but then when it all comes together, you're like, oh, wow. Why don't they turn this into a movie? It just doesn't make any sense. But that's what we have for the Scarlet Witch discussion. So, we're going to be right back while I talk about some articles. So give me a second, and I will return.